This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. Cheers for the news that the Mozambique Parliament passed the first draft of a bill against domestic violence on June 29th. The bill imposes harsher penalties for crimes of domestic violence, which up until now have been treated as simple assault cases. More news to cheer this week. A Delhi High Court ruled on July 2nd that homosexuality is not a crime in the Indian capital of New Delhi. The decision is the first of its kind in the country and could lead to more freedom for gays and lesbians. The court stated that, quote, treating consensual gay sex as a crime is a violation of fundamental rights protected by India's constitution, unquote. Prior to this ruling, sex between people of the same gender was illegal under a law dating back to the British colonial era. The so-called crime was punishable with up to 10 years in jail and was an excuse for the harassment of gays and lesbians. Cheers for police officials from across Asia who met in Australia on June 27th to organize a joint operation to combat sex trafficking throughout the Asian continent. The sex trafficking industry has turned out to be far more organized than officials first thought, providing the motivation for Australia, China, and Indonesia to join forces for a crackdown. Cheers for a meeting of Indonesian writers and academics in advance of the upcoming presidential election on July 8th. These activists are pushing candidates to take a stance on women's issues. Attendees at last week's meeting drafted a list of questions and demands, which they distributed to each candidate. Up until now, all three candidates had made no mention of women's issues and were focusing their campaigns on the economy, health, and education. The Chinese government donated $300,000 worth of medical equipment to Uganda on June 30th in order to help the country's efforts to improve reproductive and maternal health. China has also donated a 100-bed general hospital to Uganda. And cheers for the UN, which has begun a six-month-long investigation into the 2007 assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The investigation is being headed by Chile's ambassador to the UN, Heraldo Munoz, and will examine the, quote, facts and circumstances of Bhutto's assassination as she left a rally of her Pakistan People's Party supporters in Rawalpindi. It is hoped that the identity of the assassin and his or her motives will be uncovered through the investigation. And jeers for the finding in a new report that 40% of ethnic minority women in the United Kingdom live in poverty. This study, conducted by the Fawcett Society and Oxfam, was released on June 30th, found that ethnic minority women currently living in poverty will be trapped at this income level for, quote, the foreseeable future. The study predicted that even more of these women will be subjected to poverty in the future as well. The Fawcett Society is the leading campaigning organization for women's rights in the United Kingdom, and Oxfam is a worldwide organization of non-governmental groups fighting against poverty and injustice. More disappointing news this week. Pakistani Provincial Population Welfare Minister Neelam Jabbar Chowdhury said on June 28th that as many as 15,000 women die in Pakistan from pregnancy complications each year. These deaths are the result of poverty and a lack of basic health care. As a seminar of doctors and healthcare officials in Pakistan met on June 30th, it was estimated that the country will not meet the UN's Millennium Development Goals 4 and 5, which are to reduce child mortality and improve maternal health. Bad news also that metabolic syndrome, also known as insulin resistance syndrome, can double your risk of postmenopausal breast cancer, according to a study released on June 30th. Women with high blood pressure and elevated glucose levels are also at a higher risk. The study showed that high diastolic blood pressure can double your chances of getting this type of cancer after menopause. This study, conducted by the National Institute of Health's Women's Health Initiative, tracked 4,888 women between the ages of 50 and 79. Jeers for regulations on abortion that were tightened in China on June 30th under a revision to the Mother and Child Health Law. Abortions, permitted in China when one parent suffers from a hereditary disease, when pregnancy is the result of rape or incest, or if the pregnancy would damage the mother's health severely, will now only be allowed within the first 24 weeks of pregnancy. Before this ruling, women were permitted to get abortions until the 28th week of pregnancy. The other conditions for abortion remain the same for now. The only other major change was the elimination of 7 health conditions from the list of diseases that permit a woman to have an abortion, including hemophilia and schizophrenia. These news briefs were compiled by Kayla Hutzler, an editorial intern at Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.